The Medrash to Parshas Nitzavim provides a very unexpected juxtaposition of two different solutions for laziness, two different approaches to help overcome procrastination. Classically, Shlomo HaMelech describes the mental space, the intellectual or the emotional cowardice of a lazy person. And the Medrash begins by quoting seven psukim throughout Mishlei, in which Shlomo is describing the failure of a lazy person to take action, to be decisive. The way the Medrash describes it, it's to study Torah, and much of the laziness is to study Torah by visiting a Rav who could teach that Torah, but it's not just the study of Torah. It gets to the point where the lazy person can't eat expeditiously in a healthy routine, can't prepare for the future. Sometimes laziness expresses itself in not thinking long term. That takes a certain active mind and active imagination. And it's a beautiful Medrash. It's a very interesting Medrash because it chronicles a imaginative conversation between the friend of the lazy person and the lazy person. So, for example, the conversation begins with this friend or teacher or parent saying, "Your Rebbe is in town, why don't you study Torah with him?" Rabcha b'ir, lecha l'mod Torah mimenu. To which the lazy person responds, "I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the potential dangers and hazards which await me in the street or my route to visit my Rebbe." And to back up that potential imagined response of the lazy person, the Medrash quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Amar Atzel, a lazy person says, Shachal baderech. There are dangerous animals on the route. Then the next stage of the conversation says, well, now your Rebbe has arrived in town, and these long distance journeys aren't necessary, and the types of dangers which are unique to those journeys are no longer relevant. Why don't you just visit him? Betel Charachavos, he's amongst the local streets. At which point, this continuation of that pasuk, which had been quoted before, Ari Barachavos, not just Shachal Baderech, but Ari Barachavos. But the conversation continues to evolve, in which in each stage, the Rebbe is a little bit more proximate, a little bit more accessible, he's now in the house, he's now in the room, and at each stage, backed up with a pasuk in Mishlei, the lazy person has a reason for resisting, and it's clear that these fears are unfounded, and it's clear that they're just being employed to rationalize or justify laziness. So very often, before we even talk about the odd juxtaposition with Moshe Rabbeinu's statement in Parshas Nitzavim, very often the way we combat or overcome laziness is try to force ourselves not to offer lame or limp justification. Sometimes we're all geniuses at justifying our own hesitations and fears, and very often if we strip away those outer shells and outer layers which we feel lend substance to our procrastination, our laziness, we just stare dead in the eye of our own laziness, and sometimes it's easier to overcome because laziness is just a very unhealthy and regressive trait. We don't often identify it as laziness because it is cloaked by all sorts of brilliant self-justifications and rationalizations. So that's the lion's share, excuse the pun because it talks about lions, but that's the dominant part of this Medrash. But the Medrash looks to juxtapose Moshe's response to the lazy person to Shlomo's implied gradual attempt to draw the laziness out or to draw the lazy person out of his indolence and out of his apathy or physical inactivity. So the Medrash begins, and I didn't quote the first word in the Medrash, but I'll quote the beginning and then, of course, the resolution of the Medrash. Rabbanan Amri Shiva Devarim Amar Shlomo Al Hatzel. Shlomo spoke about a lazy person from seven different angles, trying to offer resolution. Umasha Amar Moshe Hayagadol Mikulan. And Moshe's response to the lazy person superseded all those seven strategies. And then at this point, the Medrash unpacks all of those seven psukim in Mishlei and all the seven stages of this conversation and the lazy person's resistance and Shlomo's attempt to reason with him, to calm him, to assure him that this journey isn't as dangerous or as hazardous as the justification presents it as. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu has a different strategy. Now, what's interesting about the strategy is that Moshe is not dealing with laziness out of indolence or inactivity. There's a certain laziness that creeps in when we're overwhelmed by agendas or missions that just seem too large to handle. And we just flinch or balk in the presence of such enormity. And that's also a laziness, to be able to thrust ourselves to challenges and projects that are far beyond our normal routine grasp, and to be able to reach beyond our grasp and apply ourselves. And that's really what Moshe is talking about. Moshe is referring to people who may feel that Torah is too distant, too infinite, too difficult, too far, too elusive. And Moshe is assuring them, in the Pesukim which precede the Pasuk that the Medrash highlights, Lo Bashamayim Hi, Lo Me'ever Liyam, Lo Rechok Hi Mimcha, it's not far, it's not highfalutin, it's not distant, it's not too sophisticated. Trying to preempt the type of laziness which would emerge from the encounter with something that appears to be too large. But the punchline and the phrase that the Medrash feels is Moshe's antidote to laziness is the conclusion of this pasuk. Ki karov eilecha hadavar mi'od. So that's really the culmination of everything Moshe has said. It's not distant. It's not complex. It's not removed. Lo b'shamayim, lo me'ever liyam, ki karov eilecha hadavar mi'od. And then Moshe concludes, b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asel so. And that's a bit of a strange conclusion. It doesn't bear any resemblance to the potential obstacles that the earlier part of the pasuk had suggested. For the earlier part of the pasuk to imply that some people would consider Torah too far, too distant, too broad, too high, and Moshe is assuring them it isn't, it's close, it's proximate, it's accessible, ki karov eilecha hadavar mi'od, the pasuk should end there. And yet Moshe adds a phrase, b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asel so. So much has been made of this phrase, but this medrash translates this phrase or deciphers the phrase into a strategy to defeat laziness. How do you defeat laziness? Well, Shlomo had this very sophisticated seven-stage conversation, How does Moshe defeat laziness? It's three words in the medrash. Hotzi, davar, mitoch picha. B'ficha uvilvavcha la'asel so. The medrash is probably capitalizing on the terms la'asel so and b'ficha. Just start speaking. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty about what this medrash means and how is this a response to laziness and how does this overcome or supersede Shlomo's responses. But I think part of the medrash is that in addition to and sometimes superior or preferable to rationalizing the psyche of laziness or the psychology of laziness and where it comes and trying to identify the core emotions, attitudes, cowardices, perspectives that cause indolence and procrastination. Sometimes really the best way to counter laziness at all levels, and certainly the more existential forms, not just the physical forms, is just to start the project. Just start doing something. So just open up a sefer and start learning. Begin the project, not just in Torah. Start writing the paper. Sometimes people get caught in these ruts or cycles of laziness and underperformance, and you just have to break that cycle by just working through it and starting projects, even though so much of your psyche that convinces you you'll fail and you feel slow and lethargic and heavy and inert and incapable, and somehow just the solution towards accomplishing is just starting to accomplish, just throwing yourself, as we say, into the pool and beginning activity. Biologically, just the activity creates certain hormones that are released, obviously psychologically. And sometimes we become a little bit too sophisticated for ourselves in trying to understand the core of our laziness. And sometimes you just have to apply yourself. And that way, I think, the Medrash is seizing upon Moshe Rabbeinu's more simple but possibly more effective approach than Shlomo's approach to reason and interact and explain and illustrate. Where does laziness come from? The causes are unfounded. The reasons are unbased. Moshe just says, v'ficho v'avcha l'asasla, especially, again, because he's facing laziness, which could emerge from the intimidation of encountering something so infinite and so broad.